So, Steve, do you know anyone who's benefited from the fact that they don't have to go to the chemist every day for daily pickups?
You know what? No, I don't. I know a few people that are. It's kind of it's come a cropper for them because they'll drink it all. They will drink it all in one go. So then you see them 2 days after, and they're scratching around. You know, they're ill. But
Right.
no, and a lot of people still do round here. They still go for dailies, I think.
So they're still doing that for some people, are they?
Yeah, for some people, yeah. I mean, maybe I don't. It's an interesting point, actually. I mean, I wonder for people who defaulted or who've done something wrong, sorry, or perceived to be wrong with the scripts. I wonder if the punitive side of it is still in operation. Because in Manchester, like, you know, if you don't pick your scripts up or if you lose your scripts or whatever, the first thing they do is you have to reapply, and then they put you back on the supervised, you know, supervised screening, basically. So you have to go in the chemist and have it in front of them. So I don't know if that's still in play, but I would imagine. I mean, I'm speculating here, but you know, I would say that a lot of people have come a cropper with you know, phoning up saying, "Oh, I've had it stolen," or whatever's gone on, especially in hotels. And there's a lot of people been putting off schools and that, you know. Should imagine there's a lot of that going on, Matt.
So you think for some people it's really important that they have that, you know, not just contact with their drug worker, but the fact that they have to go to the chemist.
Ridiculous as it sounds, in hindsight, I probably complained about it when I had to do it, but it gave me purpose. Because nothing happens while I'm in the house, so that going to the chemist on the methadone, that got me out. It's quite deep, you know, it's deeper than the actual vision, isn't it, that, than the actual statement, sorry, going to the chemist on a daily basis, because I'm sure I will have moaned like fuck when I had to do it. I'm sure I would have done. And I've come up with all kinds of schemes for me not to do it. But I do know people that, yeah, it does get them out. It does. So again, it's either, isn't it?
But what got me about that policy was the fact that they have the same policy for everyone else, for everybody. They don't look at your particular needs, you know.
What do you mean? You mean you have the same policy if you was on paracetamol as if you was on methadone?
Well, I mean the same policy for everyone, so they put everyone on daily pickups, regardless of your situation or your need.
Oh, yeah, I get you. Yeah, I know. I don't agree with that. No, I don't. I mean, my side, I always come at it from what I don't agree with, like I mentioned earlier, is to use that as a punishment. You know what I mean? It's not about being punished, is it? If for some reason I phone up regular and I've lost my methadone or I've had my script stolen or whatever it is, if there's a problem, a continuance problem, then it's not about what's happening. Let's try and find out why it's happening and get to a solution instead of the problem. Don't punish the problem. You know, look for the solution, innit? Because it's clearly something going on for me. I use me as an example. If I've lost my script 4 weeks out of six, clearly there's something amiss there, isn't there? Whatever it could be. So I think just to come down punitively is wrong. I think it should be again, you know, as right to be punished. Because basically, you're being punished for being ill.
Yeah, so you think that lack of trust is kind of can be damaging?
Oh, it's shocking, you know. This goes back to, I remember doing the interview with you actually when you came up north. You know, how you can be treated in the chemist and in the doctor's surgery. Nothing wrong with receptionists. No, I'm not saying anything negative about them, but some of them, they're almost Stalinist. Do you know what I mean? it's not for them. It's not for them to judge. They're not there to judge me. You know, they're there to try and assist me. They're there to receive my whatever my problem or situation is. That's what a receptionist means. You know, it doesn't give them a green light to say, oh, well, you're not having another appointment, or you're not having another script, or you'll have to come back at 5 o'clock when you walk 3 fucking miles.